remember any fads from your youth, like popular hairstyles or clothes?
Well, in our youth, we had very little because it was wartime. I had a best dress, second best dress, and then two dresses for everyday wear. Now, that was for going to school, and you had no more because you couldn't afford them. And you couldn't get the materials, and they had to be homemade. So, you see, there wasn't anything about. But then when the war stopped, things got a little bit better. And I was in my teens then. But when I was your age, it was very poor. And not much food. The butter and sugar, we had our own butter because we milked cows. But sugar, you would only get a certain amount of sugar for a month, and you had coupons. And you couldn't get anything beyond those coupons. And you trade with friends. Somebody would have a lot of butter, their own butter, and they'd trade their butter coupons with somebody who had sugar, what they didn't use. Yeah, there was trading going on. And then petrol tickets. There was the petrol tickets too. You could only get, I think Dad had 4 gallons, that's like 4 litres of petrol for a month. So you didn't drive anywhere. You were home. They were tough times. Yeah. But they made you learn to economise and make do with what you had.
What shops stood out that you used to use frequently?
All I can say here in Newry was Hambers. That was a clothing shop and a material shop. And Hooper's, I think it was a furniture shop. That was here in Newry. But in my little town, there was only the grocery shop that had the post office in as well. And they only had the stuff. They would put a pound of sugar in a paper bag, weigh it out, and that was the pound of sugar you got.
Do you remember the trains passing
through? Yes.
Were they frequent?
Frequent, yes, because it was all steam trains. It was all steam trains, and they were frequent, and bus and rail cars.
Do you remember any nursery rhymes that were popular when you were growing up? Or?
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty. I don't know. I think they could. That I'm not sure.
Did your family have any special traditions that you would do?
No, we were a plain living family because we didn't have much money. And you just made life was simple. We had a farm, we milked cows and sold the milk to Adelaide for everybody to drink. Went to Amskol factory and it was put in bottles or made ice cream with. Not as rigorous as what it is now as far as health is concerned, because they used to put it in little bottles and send it around to schools and deliver it to schools and put it out in the sun and it would get hot and ugh.
Could you describe like a typical family dinner when you were young?
Family dinner was a plain roast dinner. Roast meat, Mum used to buy, the butcher used to come around in his little vehicle and open the back door, chase the flies away with a gum branch, and you'd buy some meat and be a quarter of roast, a quarter of mutton, that's, you know what mutton is, yeah, and there'd be a roast out of that, and then you'd have cold meat.
Did you eat together as a family?
Oh yes. Yes, there was only Mum and Dad and myself.
Did you help to cook?
No, Mum did all the cooking. I couldn't do it. You know, these mums wouldn't let you do it because they think you can't do it.
Were there any notable characters or people that should be mentioned?
Sir Thomas Playford. He was Premier of South Australia for how long? Over 20 years and the rest. He did a lot for South Australia. He did do a lot for South Australia, far more than any Premier since. And he worked in a single room with just his desk and a secretary. None of the fancy furniture. He owned a cherry orchard up in the Adelaide Hills.
Did your family like have any religions or?
Yes, we always went to church. We always went to the Methodist Church at the time, which is now the Uniting Church.
What foods were unusual or specific at that period?
What foods were unusual? We had no international foods. It was just the basic foods. It was after the war, a lot of Italian people, men came out and they built the Snowy Mountain scheme. And that was when the European influence of food came out, all the Italian types of food.
What did your family like to enjoy doing together on a nice day?
We were home, because we had no petrol to go anywhere. So you stayed home.
If you were not doing jobs around the house and you had some time to play, what were some of the games that you'd play?
I used to read. I had a three-wheeler bike and a veranda all around the house, and I'd go around that veranda. That was when I was little.
And what age are you now?
86.
If you could just have one bit of advice to give these young people about their future, what would it be?
Look to the future, look to what you want to do, and do it well. And if you're learning music, practice, because that's the only way. When I learned music, I just wanted to learn to play. Never did I dream that I would end up what I've done. You know the big organ in Tanunda? I was playing that. There's a photo of me there playing it. And that was the most beautiful instrument to play. It was so easy. It was so easy. The two guys were alongside of me and they were pulling stops while I was playing. They were having their fun. And I ended up with full organ. Wow. What a noise. That was a thrill. That was a real thrill to be able to do that. That's been the climax of my life. So whatever you are doing, do well and have a vision and go for it. As long as it's a good vision.
Thank you very much, Grant.
Good luck to you.
So
good luck to the three of you.
Thank you so
lovely
much.
Lovely to talk to you.